Oh, hello, I didn't see you there. My name's Jess Wood. Welcome to Get Wood. I'm trying to really be very calm about it, but I look exactly like Jamiroquai right now. And if you know who Jamiroquai is, you know futures made of virtual insanities and a schmeekbop bada tukatuju. Are you serious with this hat? It's very Jamiroquai. So I'm doing a whole 90s thing for you today because you know what? This show is Gen X. It's Gen X rich. It's Gen X poor. It's Gen X food for your soul. And guess what? I see Gen Xer. Hello, hottie Gen Xer in the chat there. And listen, it's the thing about Gen Xers, like either we're kind of hot still or we're dead. So, you know, happy to be here. I am only going to sing you that little piece of the Jamiroquai song today because that's just the way it's going to go. Okay, friends? Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, first of all, for all the feedback that I got from you last week. And I'm deciding to put in a new segment in the show called Your Reviews. Because when I suggest that you watch something, either, you know, a movie or a TV show or whatever, and you watch it and then you write to me and you tell me your feedback on it, it's so good. You're so, like, smart and amazing and funny and quippy and interesting. Like, I'm not just saying that because you're here with me. You know it's real. Don't make me tell you how much I love you again. The 90s. Listen, I've got cherry earrings on today because you know why? They're back. You guys, cherries. I remember when cherries like first came out when they were all over everything. Like you would have like cherries on your t-shirt and cherries earrings and cherry necklaces. And I just think, well, if we were pushing all these cherry symbolisms onto our young women and girls, wouldn't we have an idea that there was a lot of sex trafficking going on already? Like, why was that so surprising to us? You don't know cherries because I still have mine. That's my commercial. Cherries because I know you only want a girl with her hymen intact. And scene. I also would like to, did I have a stroke? I also would like to point out my cutie pie, McGee. It's kind of flirty. No, it is. It is, though. Why am I yelling at you? It's a kitty cat. Another homage to the Poussoir, interestingly enough. All of my accoutrements, accessories. Bonjour, motherfuckers. I forgot to say that in earlier times with you, but listen. This is a kitty cat. Don't get it twisted. Period. Anyway, I gave these guys extra margarita the other day at the job I work at. And the guy at the table, one of the guys goes, period. I was like, there's a little extra. Anyway, period. That's what's up. Anyways, so the kitty cat choker, because it's a homage to the 90s. And the graphic t-shirt, shut up, it's a child size. Jesse, why? Jesse, why? Why, Jesse? Mom, could you not interrupt while I'm giving my 90s breakdown of my fashion? This says, it's got a bunny. And you know, there's something about bunnies. Remember the guy on New Year's? I'm a bunny. Okay, if you don't know that story, please go back. Rewind. Rewind. Reggae. Dance hall. Have a nice day, it says with the bunny. But then next to it says, don't come again. What? Why are you so mean? It's very sarcastic. And guess what? Guess where I got this? In the children's section. Again, with the don't come again. Yeah, because stop coming on the children. Stop it. Oh my goodness. You're not allowed to talk like this. Jessica, I'm just talking about the 90s. Miss Wood, if you're nasty. So we got Cherries, we got Kitty Cat, and we got Don't Come Again. And we got Jamiroquai just fucking starting it all off. Future, I don't know the word. I looked at the lyrics and I don't know, you know, I wasn't a huge fan when that came out. I wasn't into it, you guys. I know I look like I should have been, but I really wasn't into Jamiroquai. I mean, sure, would I dance to it if it came on at the club? Of course. Who's not dancing? That's what I want to know. And please dance more. As much as you're dancing, I don't know how much you're dancing in your daily life, but as your friend, I'm just going to say, and I don't like to tell you what to do ever, but I like to suggest things that make you feel good. Things that make you go, I know some of you did that at the same time as I did, or maybe you said, I want to feel good, make me feel good, my dead black son. Oh God. Is that too much, Monsters Ball? Is it too early for Monsters Ball where you are? Did someone leave because I did a bad Halle Berry impression? I love you. Did I tell you already? I love you. Okay. Do you remember Pablo Francisco? He's not dead. He's a comedian. And he talks really fast. He has a taco man. What the fuck was Pablo Francisco's guy? It was like taco boy. I forget what his thing was. Anyway, he used to do a joke about how jealous girlfriends and boyfriends were, how funny it was to watch if you saw some at the club or something. And he would do the guy like, where are you going? And she'd be like, I'm going to the bathroom. And he'd be like, what, is there an orgy in the bathroom or something? Because I love you. And she's like, let go of me, but I love you. Like, oh my God. Why do I think that's so funny? Because I can relate to a man being slightly violent with me, and yet he loves me. Steph Darnell, Albuquerque. I just looked at a picture of us. Oh, man, I miss Burke. Let me tell you something, because I was talking about it last night. I'm not even joking you, because I go to this acting class and like actors are, I mean, this is no offense to the comedians, because you all know who the fuck you are, what you are. Actors are so much nicer than us, you know? I mean, they're not as intelligent. And no offense to my actor friends, because I also am an actress. It's very hard for me to say that without making fun, because my mom was on welfare, and you know that means I was actor. Anywho, Shauna. Anyway, my actor friends in my class are so cute and funny, and they were talking about the Golden Globes and the Emmys and stuff, and I was like, ooh, let me just say for a second, let me break in here into your conversation and say, I couldn't wait to hear, and if you listened to last week's show, you know this, if you watched last week's show, you know this, I could not wait to hear what Chelsea Handler had to say, what jokes she was going to make on Joe Coy, her ex-boyfriend. Shut up, did you know that they had dated? Yes, okay. For like over a year, they did like videos online, and oh my God, you guys, the world's hilarious. And he, you know, he kind of bombed at the thing. But his, that one, you know, the thing he kept saying that everyone was like, God, stop with that, was, that was my writers wrote that. You didn't, those were the writers. That wasn't my jokes. Oh, you're only laughing at the jokes that I wrote, not my writers. You know, he kept saying that shit. So when Chelsea Handler, first of all, she was killing it. She looked beautiful. She was killing it. She was hilarious. Oh my God, this host that used to host in New York, I forget his name, but every comic that he would bring up, he'd be like, this next comic, she is hilarious. Really, like every single day, this next comic, he is hilarious. Anyway, so what the fuck just happened? God, I just had like a full brain hemorrhage. Don't keep saying that. You know, if you say that you're, those things are happening, they could happen. Anyway, ooh, I just, stop it. Jamiroquai, calm yourself. I want to just say that Chelsea Handler, I knew where I was. We all have ADHD here, so it's okay. We're all on the same page. We all know where we are. We're following each other, and thank you. So Chelsea made the joke. She was hilarious all night, but she made the joke. She was hilarious. She made the joke that she liked older men, and if Martin Scorsese was there, she's not afraid to tell everybody that she would throw him around like a little spicy Italian meatball. And everyone laughed nice and hard. And then she said, "Ooh, thanks for laughing. My writers wrote that." And then everyone was like, you know, because it was the same fucking crowd. I mean, these motherfuckers, how many parties are you going to go to in a week? And as my girl Katie Compa says, shout out to Katie. As Katie Compa says, I wouldn't want to go to those shows. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to a work party. I'm dying. I would go in a second. In a fucking second. Just to wear whatever the fuck I'm going to wear. And you know I'm going to wear something cute. I'm not going to wear some gladiator slash alien slash Barbie slash... And I'm not going to say no offense. Because you know me. Anyway, also at the Emmys, Niecy Nash, oh, mwah, her speech, I want to thank me, I want to thank myself, she said, and proudly, confidently, as she should, as we all should, and then they have that little thing afterwards where you come with your little trophy and they talk to you even more intimately with the press, and they were talking to Niecy Nash, and she was like, and she kept saying, she was like, listen, nobody else knows what you go through as a creator, as an artist, as someone who, you know, she goes, I know the times I cried in my bathroom. I know the times that I hustled and didn't get where I wanted to go. I know the times that people told me I couldn't do what I wanted to do and what I knew was really who I was authentically for me. And she said, so I congratulate myself. And she said, and look, it's not called mama esteem. It's not called partner esteem. It's called self-esteem. And in the words of Cat motherfucking Williams, stop blaming us for your own esteem. It's called self-esteem, bitch. It's that's esteem in yourself. From Pimp Chronicles, his first and I consider best concert film of his career so far. Anyway, shout out to the anyways, meh, stupid. Hey, listen, we're already 12 minutes in and I haven't even talked to you about pen pals yet. I know. Can you stand it? Listen, when I started posting, and thank you so much for all the feedback, by the way, about when I posted, and I might have sent you something that said like, hey, could you give me any feedback on this? Because I'm going to try to do this as a teaser. And everyone was so lovely. And thank you to everyone and anyone who wrote to me and gave me some feedback. And I hope that I am applying it to your liking. Because it could only get better. This shit is, look, on my worst, as my tarot card reader would say, on my worst day, I still am shining much brighter than I understand. And I want to spread that to you as well. Okay, a pen pal. Okay, so a lot of you wrote to me about the pen pal thing. Like that you said, you know, a lot of you, I know a lot of you, and y'all had children when you were young or even just in your 20s, like what I imagine the American situation is. If I wasn't raised a rebel, guys, I was raised against the grain. And those of you with children were a lot of you wrote to me and said, you know, my kids wouldn't even know what a pen pal is. So I thought, well, great. I'll set up the story explaining what a pen pal is, and then you guys can get it. So first I'll just tell you that my mom, you know, we lived in a hotel. If you don't know, now you know. Hey, if you didn't know, okay. Hit it. I lived in a hotel room with my mom and for a good chunk of my years and young young years, teenage years, and in Santa Monica, California, where all, you know, all the crazy gang stuff went on. Well, I did the gang stuff throughout LA, throughout Hollywood, and also throughout the mail, the federal postal system. My mom commented one time to me and said, Jesse, why do all the letters that come for you have numbers all over them? And I would laugh and say, well, you know, it's their unit. And she's like, unit? G-unit? How can you not do that? How can you? Anyway. So what it was their unit, their floor, their number. They were juvenile delinquents in juvie hall, or they were prisoners at some sort of institution. And when they would write to me, their return addresses would have a lot of numbers next to them and attached to them. Because when you're in jail, you're not a name, you're a number. And so, that was the explanation, to my mom. And she would say, well, how did you get that? How did you even be in contact? How are you in contact with these young guys? And, well, there would be a couple of things. There would be, a few things. One, they were on the outside with me as junior high kids, and we all were friends from the neighborhood. And you say to yourself, technical difficulties. You say to yourself, well, we're gangs in Santa Monica, Jessica? And I say to you, yes, someone had to live by the freeways, and someone had to live in a weird hotel room. And so... Welcome to Santa Monica. And so either they were kids on the outside that I knew that had gotten locked up and we kept in touch. You know, you'd give your address to them when they left and then they'd write to you and you'd have their address. Or you meet them out in the world, like the juvie kids that I knew who I'd met in the world, I met, say, at the beach, where they would have a day trip. That's nice, isn't it? To know that the kids who got in lockdown, they came out, they drove them out to the beach. And that's a far fucking drive. Let me tell you something. So they take them to the beach. I meet them at the beach, of course. You think I'm not talking to a very hot young cholo at the sand, on the sand, or a Crip or a Blood? I mean, this is... Your friend, this is your pal Jess Wood you're talking to. Or thirdly, in my case, I got a phone call one day when I was homesick, and this was later on in my life when I was 18, and I was living by myself. I had been living by myself since I was 15, but the earlier pen pal days, you could also find a magazine called Teen Angel. And Teen Angel was a magazine that was geared towards the gang members. And that's not even a little bit made up or even exaggerating. That is the truth, Ruth. And we submitted photographs to that said Teen Angel magazine to try to get our photo. Ow, trying to put a Santa Monica, trying to fucking hard in the, and so, yeah. That was a place where you could find pen pals in the back. Guys in jail are like, hey, I would like your pen pal. What's up? You know, I'm looking for pen pal. This is the part of the show where it's like the perfect timing. They're coming for me because I have too many pen pals, eh? Fool. What's up, fool? Okay, so anyways, yeah. So one day I was homesick. I got a collect call when the operator used to also be on the line. Hi, this is a collect call from... And then the guy would say his name, and the guy said, Marcel. And I was like, okay. And he couldn't believe that I had taken his call. He's like, hello? And I was like, hello? And he's like, I can't believe you took my call. I said, well, I'm sick. I'm bored. You know, I'm at home. He's like, what's up? I said, are you calling from you calling from jail? Because she didn't say it back then. The operator didn't say it back then. She just said, will you accept a collect call from? And he said, Marcel. And I was like, okay. But now there's a recording. I mean, I don't know. You know, this is what I hear. and it's a recording that calls you. It's like, we have a collect call from the such and such institutional facility, you know, from Fishkill Institutional Facility, whatever. That's the one I'm most familiar with here in New York State. So classy. Anyway, Marcel and I struck up a friendship. And he was also my pen pal. And we sent pictures of ourselves to each other, and as you would. And he wrote to me one time, and he wrote on the back of a photo of him with this was my teaser photograph this week for the show, with me in a crouched position, squatting, not walking squattingly, but just squatting delightfully, as if I were in jail in front of one of those airbrushed backdrops, which they had at certain days, certain prisons. Maybe it was a Christmas, there was a snow scene, or a 6'4 Impala. That's an old car with its hood up, maybe cash on the side, stacked. Yeah, there were all kinds of little things. So Marcel had sent me a picture of himself squatting in front of a fence, I believe. Anyway, he sent me this photograph, squatting, Marcel. And he wrote on the back, Dear Jessica, I'm sure you are looking at this photograph and you are thinking to yourself, what a large youngster. Because remember, we were teenagers, okay? So I've always had a fantastic time with pen pals. I've never had right. That was my teaser. I was teasing out the stories that I was telling today on the show. So if you don't know, I hung out with gang members as a junior high kid, and then continued to, you know, dabbled throughout my life with the gangy types, and criminality also has appealed to me in the past. But here's the thing. I don't want to call them criminals. I don't want to sound so judgmental. You know what I'm going to say? They're authentic. They're authentically themselves. Not afraid to be who they are. Not afraid to do what they want to do. Live by their own rules and standards. And you know what? I've been watching a documentary this week on the 90s. That's the hat. Oh, well, it's not. Actually, I'll tell you the story of the hat. But that's the 90s shit that I'm feeling. I've been watching this thing called Rewind to the 90s. Something 90s. Anyway, I told you I smoke PCP with these gang members. The brain is only for a second here and there, but I'm very lucky. So there's some people didn't get off as good. So anyway, stop it. So anyway, I watching the Rewind of the 90s, and the 90s, the decade of the 90s, where authenticity, this quote, where documentary, it was CNN or BBC. It was one of those that maybe we trust a little bit still. I don't know. I don't even know when it came out. National Geographic. I can't remember. Anyways, where authenticity becomes a cultural obsession. The 90s, where authenticity becomes a cultural obsession. I feel like I have an unnatural, unhealthy obsession with authenticity. Like, I am constantly testing people and what they call it. I can't remember. Gatekeeping. Look, if you're wearing a t-shirt, it's got a band on it. You got to know the band, man. You got to, man. Do I sound like an elderly? Well, I am. Anyway, let me tell you that I still enjoy people living on the fringe, that I still enjoy people living on the edge, that I still am very attracted to the very attracted to the freaks, to the behemoths, to the rebels, to the wild in the streets, running wild in the streets. I'm so excited to congratulate everybody who has gotten through that whole holiday Michigas, as my people would say, the Michigas. It's just of this first kind of couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks of the year, first couple of, and if you're a witch, come on, and who's not, or a warlock, pardon me, then you know the new year doesn't even start until the spring equinox. So, and I do mention it, not for nothing, I do mention that once in a while, the Jews got a different New Year's, but Happy New Year's anyways, you know what I'm saying? And I said that last week, I was telling you guys, I hate that nobody says Happy New Year's any long, like, they don't even barely say it, like, the week of New Year's. You're in New York City, fucking Happy New Year's. And then I said it last night to my actor friends who I adore and I love so much. They said to me, my teacher, she's very smart. She's a smart, smart lady. And she said to me, that's because there's no more blue-collar working class here. And I got sad. And I remembered the elevator mechanic that I used to date, who I lived with for Hendry. How you doing, Hendry? He was an Irishman from East New York. He was the last white family in East New York. They had a dog they named Lucky that they chained out up outside at the chain link fence. And Hendry told me, our dog was named Lucky. Let me tell you something. That's the least, the most unlucky dog you ever met in your life. I remember he made fun of his own dick and would say that he didn't have a big dick, which I think is hilarious when guys do that. It was fine. It was a fine dick, but he made fun of it and he had to name himself it was like a video game that he was playing and he had to come up with a name for himself. And it was like a medieval, time, you know, it wasn't medieval times video game jousting. But he named himself, the name he gave the character was Dick Hardly. Dick Hardly. I don't have to ask you guys if you get it. You know, I enjoy that kind of a joke. And Dick Hardly. And actually, they know, I guess once you get to know me, I don't know, it doesn't take long, I guess, because one of my managers at work made me laugh the other day because he said he was thinking about something. I said, hey man, you look like you wanted to tell me something. And he goes, yeah, well, you're a perv, you'd like this. And I was like, I'm a perv. Not that I don't take it as a compliment, but I'm a perv. Like, why am I pervy? I don't know, but I'll take it. What do I care? Don't come again. Would a perv tell you not to come again? I don't think so. I also wrote down things that I did not talk about. But what I want to ask you, is to please keep the reviews coming. Coming. Now, the one thing that I watched this week, it's so weird because I don't usually talk about something that I have mixed emotions about. Did I ever tell you that Mixed Emotions was a strip club in Manhattan, in Midtown Manhattan? Okay. Mixed Emotions was the name of a strip club in Midtown Manhattan, Times Square. Well, you know, I'm going to go to a strip club, but I got mixed emotions about it. You know, I'm going to see these titties, but I'm not going to feel exactly 100% positive about it. I'm going to have some mixed emotions. Anyways, Private Eyes, a strip club, the one that I tried to go and get when I was first a junkie, young woman here in the wild city of New York. I tried to go to Private Eyes also in Times Square, because that's where it's all going down, baby. And I went to lift my shirt up and they saw my tattoos and the guy goes, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't, this is how long ago it was. This was in the 1900s when he said to me, no, whoa, excuse me, miss. We don't do tattoos here, all right? We're a classy joint. Sir, I saw a woman stick her index finger into her vagina last night. I don't know how classy it is. But if you would like to discriminate against me and my tattoos, I'll take my titties elsewhere. Thank you very much. I never did strip. I was too insecure. You do need a little bit more self-esteem to strip. Jumbo's Clown Room, a fucking fantastic place in Los Angeles that I hope they never tear down. They probably couldn't. There would be riots throughout the streets of Hollywood. Anyways, you know where else there'll be riots? All through the internets and the webs, because this show is causing a riot. A laugh riot, that is. Come on. Am I built of fun or what? I think this was a good time, Sally. And fuck you if you don't. No, well, if you didn't, you probably are gone by now. So that's good, right? We want to get all them out of here. But really, I appreciate you to the moons and backs. You don't even realize how much, except that I tell you every 10 minutes. Could you imagine dating me? Exhausting. I need to hear it again. Did you say you love me? And what I need you to do here, virtual insanity, because we're bookending the show with virtual insanity, Jamiroquai. And I expect a collage by this evening, Kid Caviar. If you're not following Kid Caviar, what are you doing? He's like an artist and he makes his own stuff and he's like really funny. Anyway, virtual insanity. Here's what I need you to do, my loves. I need you to share the show with at least 3 of your friends or post it on your stories. Tag me at Get Wood and also DM me with any kind of reviews that you have. Oh, I know. I wanted to tell you to watch Self-Reliance. I know. I forgot that little part. Self-Reliance. It's a movie. I watched it this week. Tell me what you think, because now I'm just going to ask you what you think, because good, bad, or ugly. Let's talk about it, right? That's what the show is. The show is authentic. Fucking Gen X are running this shit. All right? So share the show with at least 3 of your friends, or share it in your story and tag a few of your friends. What? I've got a story tag on my story tags? I know. You feel real popular when that happens. So do it for a friend. Do it for me, because I'm your friend. And you can always send money as well if that feels more comfortable for you. And I appreciate you so much for tuning in. Okay, so I'll talk to you next time. I'll see you next Tuesday. What in the world? We're introducing new segments. There's things happening. There's growth, evolution. Everything is out there for us that we want. Abundance. It's everywhere. And so is magic. So keep your fucking eyes peeled, babies. It's coming your way. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll see you next Tuesday, and I hope not to be so blown out next week in this light, even though you can see my hair and my blue mascara. All right, I love you guys. I love you so much. I love you. Okay, bye. See you next time. I love you. I'll talk to you on virtual insanity.